I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening in Encore Coffee Shop?
So, first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things, like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Interwest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far, but you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com!
Are you ready to be somewhat impressed? Okay, maybe I'm asking too much. Well, I know at the very least they do their very best to put a smile upon your face. It's KSJE's Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with Ren and David.
Your Sunday morning will never be the same. You're listening to The Wake-Up Call on KSJE, Farmington.
Great music, superhero-type guests, and a giggle or two. Changing the world one smile at a time. Here's Ren and David.
Here's Ren and David.
Back again.
But yeah, Millie.
Good old Millie.
Ren, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. A little exhausted with the new students, but pretty good.
You have new students again?
Well, it's the beginning of the year.
Oh, true. Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah. So the freshmen are extra new.
Yeah.
And these freshmen put the fresh in freshmen because they are wild.
Nice. Yeah. I remember when I was a freshman, when I was a freshman in high school, it was actually junior high. So I was the top of the class.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a strange deal going. And I know the freshmen have that same way now that they're in high school, but they were the stud monkeys the year prior, right?
Yes.
Because that was eighth grade, and that was the top of the class, seventh, eighth grade, top of the class.
Yeah. That was how it was in New York. In ninth grade, I was in junior high, top of the class. And then I moved here last 9 weeks, and so that was my freshman year. It was, like, technically just 9 weeks.
of being at the lower classmen?
Of being here in Farmington as a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
That was a big shock.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah. I survived.
Yeah.
Barely.
You know, that's the thing about kids, young kids and teenagers. They are very resilient, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is our theme? I know that you have tossed me out of milk. You have been like a dog on a bone. You've been gnawing on this all freaking week. You've got several planned out. I know.
I have. I realized that I could plan playlists while I'm, you know, watching the kids at school. So I've just been on it. I try to make at least like 3 or 4 a day. I might not be able to keep it up forever, but I thought we could do something a little different. You said we might have done this before. Well, then maybe this is a second installment.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I was thinking movie music.
So, I love it.
Music from the movies, baby.
I love it. Well, you know, we have over 100 shows under our belt, so it's hard to remember.
It really is. It's hard to remember every song we've played. Plus, if you think about the radio, sometimes the best part is hearing one of your favorite songs again.
That's exactly right.
So I try to repeat the best.
Get you up toe-tapping.
Yeah, toe-tapping. This first one's pretty good, and it's been in the news lately, I guess. 9 to 5?
Yeah. Well, she's redone it with Kelly Clarkson, or Kelly Clarkson's redone it with her. I'm not sure what the deal is.
Nice.
It's a little bit more, it's not a country feel to it. It's a little different. I've only heard bits and pieces of it.
Ooh, I'm really excited. That's a song that absolutely, you know, transcends the movie that it's from.
Oh, yeah.
I forget. It's a movie song.
Dabney Coleman played the boss. Was that the right name for the guy?
I don't know. I just know Jane Fonda and...
Oh, yeah. Dolly
who
Parton.
Was in...
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great movie. And boy, does the song... It just shows what a genius Dolly Parton is.
Oh, absolutely.
Lives on today. It reflects the movie. Oh, it's just so good. I have a condition, Dave.
Okay.
So when it reaches the point in the song where she goes, they let you dream just to watch them shatter. You're just another rung on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away.
Yes.
I always tear up.
Do you really?
Every time. I have tried to listen to it multiple times this morning to get it out of my system. Nope.
Okay, so I'm not to make fun of you if you tear up then.
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, I wouldn't make fun of you. I understand that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's certain songs that once in a while will do that very thing to me.
Sometimes you need it.
That's right.
I might not do it because I usually get so embarrassed in front of people it supersedes my emotions, but we'll see. If I do cry, don't make fun of me.
I will not.
Thank you.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Okay, well, I think I did my job. I took your mind off it. I didn't see you tear up. You didn't
no,
even know it played.
I didn't even notice it played. Yeah. Yes, okay, cool. So
we were talking about projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Projecting. It's an old radio thing. Most people don't know or understand it. Maybe they do. I think some of the podcasters today, in today's world, do. But, that's my Tabanese word of the day, project.
Project. Yeah. Project, project, project.
Yeah, not a projector. Well, I guess if you do it, you are a projector.
You're technically a projector, yeah.
But, yeah.
You think in another time you would have been the town crier?
Could have been, very
easily.
With a
bell?
Yeah, could have been.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved doing that, as a matter of fact.
Me, too.
The British are coming.
Yeah! Paul Revere over here.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, I'm kind of liking this. This is movie-themed, right?
Yeah, it's songs from movies. I also have some soundtrack songs in here, but they're not too long, you know. They're not the 8-minute long soundscape ones.
Oh, I'm good with that.
Me too.
All right. Well, what's the next one you got? And are these movies that you... Did you like the movie 9 to 5?
Loved it. Yeah.
I did
thought
too.
It was ahead of its time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
I love the that in the end, when the ladies become fully in charge of the business, it's like this utopia.
Yeah.
Like, yes, well, that's what would happen if Dolly Parton ran.
There was such great chemistry between the three ladies, Dolly and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. The chemistry was just right on point.
I completely agree.
And that's also what made the movie. So,
I will admit, this next one, though, I haven't seen the movie it's from. And for years, I did not know it was from a movie. It is Live and Let Die.
But James Bond, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's a decent movie. It's not one of the best, but it's okay.
What was it, Moonraker? No.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
There's a scene where they're in the bayou, which is why halfway through this song, there's like bayou music noises. So, I mean, I don't know. You would be the one to know.
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it. How old is that? That movie's old.
70s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live and Let Die. James, I think that was even Sean Connery.
I think it was Roger Moore.
Yeah, it was Roger Moore. You're right.
Yeah. He was right after Sean Connery, right?
Yes, right after Sean.
This was when they were trying to restart up the series.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I was reading about it. All this information flowing back to me. But as a kid, I didn't know it was from a movie. I thought, you know, Wings just was going really hard for no reason. We hired this orchestra.
Who is the band?
It's Paul McCartney, but, you know, it's Wings.
Wings, right. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was good for him, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think he was always kind of interested in doing film scoring. So it was his little foot in the door. I don't know if he's done a lot, but he's done this.
Yeah, he's done this.
It's enough.
There we go. I don't know either. Google that while we're on break.
I will Google.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. You know you did. But if this ever-changing world we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Probably 24 when I learned that that was a James Bond song. And
really?
Everything made sense.
Right, right. When you really, well, it's perfect for James Bond, honestly.
Yes.
007, License to Kill.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of good songs out of that film franchise.
Oh, my God, yes.
A lot of Oscars, too, for mm-hmm. some, Adele.
What a long, I didn't know that. Adele got an Oscar?
Maybe she didn't. I know Billie Eilish got an Oscar for, her and her brother got an Oscar for their song in the newest James Bond movie.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I want to say Adele did too. Skyfall, watch it crumble.
I didn't realize that was Adele.
Yeah, that's Adele.
That series, James Ian, I think the original author of the James Bond or the 007 books.
Yeah.
Man, he's got to be a multi-billion trillionaire, I would think.
Right? Is he still alive?
I don't think so. He might be.
Yeah, he would have been writing since at least the 50s.
Yeah. Is Sean Connery still alive? Because he was the very first
He was.
Bond.
As far, Ian Fleming is the writer.
Ian Fleming. What did I say?
James Ian.
Yeah, Ian Fleming.
You got one of those names, right?
Yeah, Ian something.
Ian Fleming. And let's see. I want to see Sean Connery. Is he still alive?
Ian Fleming was a genius, really.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated. Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
It was like the Avengers of its day, right?
Oh,
like
this, absolutely.
With his
absolutely.
Little gadgets and his adventures.
You know, I want to say, and don't take this the wrong way, but I think it was more sophisticated than the Avengers. More, does that make sense? Am I looking at the right word?
I know what you mean. Probably a little bit more like grounded in reality, definitely.
That's it perfectly. Yeah, yeah because it could be.
It could still be very raunchy and silly.
Yeah.
But definitely the newer ones are much more streamlined and elegant, I'd say.
I have to tell you, I always loved the James Bond girls, women, whatever you want to call it.
The Bond girls.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some early ones, too. I mean, when I was a kid. Oh, yeah. Teenage boy.
That was the gold standard.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I hear you, too. It was probably a good way for a lot of young actresses to get their foots in the door.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, this is the KSJE. I did it right. Sunday morning wake-up call, and we are so glad to be a part of that family. We've been with them now, I don't know what, since about 6 months, 9 months.
9 months.
Holy crap.
Holy goodness. Holy goodness.
Holy goodness.
That was so
I say holy crap, and you say holy goodness.
Yeah, we're so censored. Well, I work at the school, and all day chiding students on cursing. It's so hard for me to curse these days.
Yeah, now see, to me, crap is not a curse word.
It's not.
I would rather them say that than, you know, the S-H-I-T word.
Oh.
The seven words you can't say on radio, which is...
It's just awful. I said to them yesterday, it's despicable how much they were cursing. And they were saying some, like, really gross slurs. It's like, what is wrong with you? Someone needs to come in here and...
I would have never done that to a teacher.
No.
I would have. Now, I love to give substitute teachers a fit. I mean, I would have been your worst nightmare, but in a good way, because I'd be making you laugh or disrupting class.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy those kinds of students.
Yeah.
If I have to, I'll leave a note, but I give them a little bit of leniency because, you know, they're just built for a different life. You know, they're built to entertain.
Right.
They're not built for school.
No.
Yeah.
So I do. I have the utmost respect now for substitute teachers because mm-hmm. There was something about when we heard you had a substitute, the kids were like, score.
Yeah.
We're not doing nothing today.
And to a degree, I lean into that. More than anything, I try to emphasize the kids, have some self-discipline. Like, okay, here's this assignment. I'm not going to breathe down your neck because I know you're an adult and you know when you can get this done. You know, like
right.
Teach them that they've got to do it themselves sometimes. So well, I try to lean into it.
I never had a substitute teacher like that. Usually they were, I think they came in with a chip on their shoulder thinking that they were going to be
tortured.
Yeah. So.
And I think it's that attitude that gets the kids to want to torture you. Don't come in as the good guy. Come in as neutral as you can be.
Yeah.
I try to make a good rapport right away.
Solid point.
Yeah. And then they take advantage of you and you have to write a mean note. That happens too.
What happens when they get a mean note? I just got sent to the office. There was no note. Sent to the office.
Oh, yeah. We can't really do
or
that
made
now.
Stand outside. Made out, I had to stand outside the door.
I just don't trust that because I feel like they'll talk to every other student who's coming by. They'll, you know,
well,
get
I
into
did.
Things. Yeah.
But
see, I don't believe in that. Even though that would probably be better for some classes. You know, there's just not one kid who ruins it for everyone.
I even had one teacher made me sit facing the wall, my chair, like just enough room for my legs, facing the wall.
Oof.
Well, it was fine.
I just
started singing at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
Mills, shut up.
Oh, I don't even know if I could tell a kid to shut up. I just have to be quiet as loudly as I can. Sometimes I'm like, you kids are lucky.
You know, I didn't even have to turn around. I could hear everybody laughing their ass off. You know, that was my goal, make somebody laugh. And I could make the whole class laugh.
And you know what? I don't think that that's a terrible instinct. It just needs to be channeled into the right place.
Right. When I had the teacher, and I did that in a lot of classes too, but when I had a teacher that grabbed it and ran with it, I have a teacher that I'm still friends with to this day.
Nice.
She sent me a friend request on Facebook years ago, and I'm like, holy crap, Mrs. McNamee, I loved her.
Aww.
But she kept me... I said, I'm surprised. I'd messaged her. I'm like, I'm surprised you'd even talk to me. She goes, no, I always saw potential in you.
Yes.
And you know, and that just gave me goosebumps.
What a sweetheart.
So I sent back, oh, I'm sorry, I disappointed you.
No way.
I did. But she's like, oh no, you didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, far from disappointment. I think you would fit perfectly. And you know, if I had you as a student and 40, 50 years later, I found out he was a radio guy, I'd be like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, it's funny because fast forward, when I graduated high school, I was 19, I became a milkman.
Okay, yeah.
And my boss was her husband.
Oh, funny.
Now, he wasn't quite as understanding as she was. I'll just put it that way. He's a little bit sterner and a lot more quiet.
Yes.
I know he didn't understand my humor at all. Humor in the workplace, though, is different than it is out and about. So, I try to be very careful. Unless I'm in radio, and then the humor, it just flows.
Yes. It gets its own specific...
What I think is humor. Most other people may not. I don't care.
I couldn't agree with that more. What I think is humor. That's how I feel. Speaking of high school.
Oh, you got one from high school? I'm ready.
Well,
high school themed.
It's one of my all-time favorite soundtrack
You're welcome,
themes.
By the way.
For what?
For letting you have a segue into this.
Thank you for letting me have a segue, because I totally did just interrupt you. Were you trying to segue?
No, I wasn't. I don't know what I was. I was hoping you would interrupt me and take it somewhere else.
Well, then here we go. Well, let's take it back to the future.
Oh,
this is
Marty McFly.
Yeah, you know, my birthday is on the day that Doc Brown discovered time travel.
I did not know that.
November 5th. Well, he discovered it November 5th, 1955.
Right.
But November 5th, my birthday. So I've always had a special connection to Back to the Future. It also makes me cry every
Great
time.
Great Scott.
Oh, when George Sr. leans down and he goes... Are you okay? And she just looks up at him. Oh, my God. Okay. Here you go. This is one of the all-time great American movie themes, I think.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
Don't you just feel like you went on a whirlwind adventure?
I do. I don't know. Watching you explain things during this song was even better, though.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We're going to have to get a YouTube, or we're going to have to get a video camera soon.
Yes.
Because you are just way animated.
You know, we could even just get on Twitch and do live streams. That might be fun.
Yeah. Now, see, I don't Twitch. I mean...
Well, I would hope not.
I itch, but I don't Twitch. I've never used Twitch. I have used TikTok and the other one, Instagram, I think.
Yes.
And
have you ever gone live on any of those platforms?
I have.
Facebook,
I've gone live several times. I have it on TikTok, and I have it on Instagram either. But...
Almost.
Is it Instagram? That's the one that I do with my grandson.
Yeah, Instagram's, I would say definitely...
Snapchat. No, Snapchat's the one I do with my grandson.
Okay, I don't know much about Snapchat. We're both out of date with the apps, I guess. You're more active online than me, for certain.
The Instagram, I very seldom ever go on. That's kind of the Facebook...
It kind of took over Facebook, in my opinion. But Facebook owns them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's a subsidiary or something, Facebook.
Yeah. They all have that live feature, and Twitch is pretty much just like a platform that specializes in live streams. And it's predominantly for like gamers. They'll play a game, and you can see their face down there, and you can watch them play the game. And they talk to their fans, and they have fun. But it can be for anything. There's people who, you know, live stream baking. There's people who live stream exercise routines, so you can join in an exercise routine.
So we could live stream what we're doing right now.
We could. And then, you know, we could take requests from the comments if we were lucky enough to have a big stream of comments. But
oh, we should try it sometime.
I think it would be fun. People can be mean on there.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're meaner.
It'll be like water on a duck's back. No, it hurt my little feelings.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I always talk about it, but just being a substitute has steeled me to so many insults. People would have to get pretty specific to really hurt my feelings.
You used to be a little touchy.
I did, yes.
Yeah. When we first met, you were a little touchy.
I was much different.
Yeah.
You know?
You have manured a lot.
Manured. You know what I have? I've really waded through the joke is manure. I've waded through the trials and tribulations of my life.
See? Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's so nice to have a friend like you, because I've been able to see growth in you. And plus, you keep me kind of grounded, I think.
Thank you.
I think that's the best way I know how to put that.
Well, I really appreciate that. I try to be grounded.
Yeah.
You can't always be. Sometimes you got to let your head in the clouds, but...
Yeah, no, I agree.
Thank you. I think you keep me grounded too, buddy.
Oh, it's a self-admiration society that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite song from Singing in the Rain.
I liked it.
R.I.P. Debbie Reynolds, we love you.
I you know what? I do like Debbie Reynolds quite a bit. You said you had an interesting little fact about her.
I don't know if it's a fact, but it's a story I've heard. An anecdote, if you will.
Okay.
A fan was getting her autograph, and she said, "Do you want Gene Kelly's signature, too? I know it." And he'd been dead, but she knows it. I don't remember what the fan did, but I would go, yes. And I would tell everyone that story.
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of cute. Because I do like Gene Kelly's rendition of that song better.
Yeah.
Only because it's Gene Kelly. Not that she didn't do it justice. She did a great job.
Yeah. I'd say the difference is her version in the film is much more polished as it's supposed to be for the story. And his is just like that pure joy feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell he's having a good time doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
All right. So it's movie theme today on the Sunday morning, the KSJE Sunday morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And Rin has a whole bunch of movie themed music, right?
I do. And you know how much I
love
movies.
Is that what we're
going to
call the show? Movie themed?
I called it Movie Music Magic.
Okay, I love that. I thought you were going to say madness there for a minute, but I like magic even better.
Me too, because I think you know, music in general is magic, but those songs that come from movies, oh, are such a different thing. I can't tell you how many times on road trips I listened to a soundtrack in lieu of watching the movie, and I could, like, picture the scenes, and,
Oh,
I would give myself chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, there are certain songs that come on that I immediately think of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Footloose.
Back to the Future is one of those that, you know, when a song added from there, like, the one that he does in the end playing the guitar,
the Johnny Be Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime I hear that song, whether I play it on the radio, I picture him playing, laying on, you know, just jamming and then looking up in the audience just like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, your kids are going to love it.
Your kids are going to love it. And I love that. It's me, your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Barry.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, oh, he calls gosh. Chuck. That's funny.
Yeah, I love that joke. I was genuinely sad when they didn't do a remake in 2015, because, you know, it would have been exactly like 30 years after the original.
Oh.
And then the 19, you know, Marty McFly went back 30 years. So I was like waiting for a remake where, and no one would have liked it. Everyone would have said it was like an insult to the original movie, but I would have loved it if they made a remake where Marty McFly's son goes back to 1985.
Yeah, that'd have been great.
That would have been cool.
Absolutely. All right, so it's movie music madness.
Movie music magic madness.
Madness.
This is why
I did the triple M.
Yeah, I did the triple
quadruple M.
Because I knew quadruple M.
Yeah.
It's I did it just to confuse you.
No, well, you know, let me go back. I've done this. I did this back in the 90s, and I did it when I was at Pirate, where you were at.
Yes.
Mills Mobile Munchies.
Mills Mobile Munchies.
So, you know, where I delivered donuts, and then at Pirate, I delivered burritos, breakfast burritos from Habanero Grill.
Yeah, I remember that. That was so nice.
But, you know, I would, it was like, I had this whole theme about, are your Mondays mundane? Turn them magnificent with Mills Mobile Munchies.
So this is right up that alley.
Yeah, exactly. So I love it.
Thank you. I like the funny little titles. This next song is, it's really great that it became such a beloved mainstream movie, the movie that this next song is from, because this is from Hairspray, which I don't know if you know the musical Hairspray.
I do. I know of it.
With Tracy Turnblatt. Mm-hmm. And
I've seen clips and pieces of it, bits and pieces of it.
Do you know the director John Waters?
I do not.
Oh, very outsider artist. He's a tall man with a thin little mustache. He wears these elaborate suits. And he's always made these, like, grungy, gross indie movies early on, like, 70s. And he was best friends with someone he grew up with, a drag queen named Divine. And a movie they made later on in their career, because you can see him get better with every movie, it's fascinating, they made Hairspray, where Divine played the mother and John Waters was basically making fun of 1960s Americana culture. But it got turned into a very mainstream modern musical that still held all of the same, you know, pro-liberal ideas. And John Waters sees that as his greatest accomplishment. He snuck into the mainstream and like got his ideas in there. And now they do Hairspray in high schools for high school musical productions.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah, anyway, I love Hairspray. And one of the things, one of the messages it tackles is racism, how, you know, black people are just treated differently in our society, and how their music, their art is taken from them and given to white singers to do it. There's this, that's what this song illustrates. It's also a great little song, but it's from Hairspray.
What's the name of the song?
It's called The New Girl in Town.
Ooh, I remember this song and I like it.
You know this one?
Yeah,
where
I
halfway
do.
Through you hear the black ladies do it.
Yeah.
And Queen Latifah's like, why shouldn't they sing it? They wrote it.
Yes, right. Love it.
Love it. I've been the new girl in town a few times.
The new girl in town can't be more than 16, and she's got to the new girl in town. The new girl in town. Oh, 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 oh. Come out of the blue town. Come out of the blue town. Come out of the blue town. She's just my blue town. She's thinking like blue town. What a matter of a blue town. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, look out for that looping band. Look out, look out, look out, look out. She was a new girl in town.
That song on its own has some really good comedic beats too.
We are going to have to start doing some videos soon.
With my little dancing.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
My little kitty cat hands.
Yeah. Yeah. And your pink fingernail polish, I noticed.
Yes, I
did. Not long this time, but
no. They fell off.
Are they your natural nails?
They are.
Yeah.
Would you believe it?
Well, see, those are just as pretty as the others.
Thank you.
But you must like them longer.
I like them longer, and I like that the acrylics don't chip. See how these are chipping? Which is fine. You know, at school, I just kind of repaint them daily. But on the weekend, it's like,
Yeah. So. I did not notice them chipping.
Most people don't.
They match my microphone cord, though.
They do. They match my toenails, too. I've got a mani-pedi.
A mani-pedi.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
Thank you.
That's next on my goal is to do that. I want to have a pedicure. Have you ever been to a salon and had a pedicure?
Yes. That used to be a really common activity for me and my dad to do, actually.
Oh, there's something about... Now, the ones that I've had, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if they still do it, but like massage the back of your calf and...
Some places do.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot. Those places are my favorite. Oh.
I can remember just melting in the chair.
Yes.
You know, and I have kind of ticklish feet, but it never bothered me for them to, you know, they rubbed oil on my feet and, you know.
It's a complicated set of muscles down there, you know. They're like, I don't know what you'd call them, but they're experts of like...
Knowing what to do.
Yeah, how to treat the feet without hurting them or whatever. It's important.
I still go back to that comedian that does, you want long nail?
Yeah.
You want long nail? That's why you have no boyfriend.
I've never actually gotten a full set of acrylic nails at a salon before, though. I only ever do the press-ons.
Oh, I bet they're expensive at a salon.
Yeah, and you got to get them redone.
Oh.
Because they're, you know, fused to your nail pretty good. Like, right. That's what makes them strong. But, you know, when your nails grow out, you got to get what they call a fill. So,
man, are we just a wealth of information?
We are. Welcome to the wealth of information. This used to be the Sunday morning wake-up call in case J.E. But now we're...
The wealth of information?
The wealth of information.
Screw the music. We're moving.
No, I know. Screw the music. Okay. No, but this next song is going to be really good. It's from one of my favorite musicals.
You mean the other ones haven't been really good?
No, the other ones have been terrible in comparison to this one.
Okay.
Of course I'm kidding, but this one in particular is one of my all-time just favorite songs in general from West Side Story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this the one, the main one, where they...
No, I adore Tonight and Maria and all those, but this is one that I think people tend to overlook. It's America. You know America?
I like to be
in America.
Yes, I do then.
Yeah, it's an earworm. Once you hear it, you never really forget it. And I adore the original version because, of course, Rita Moreno sings it.
I love Rita.
Yeah, she won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her role as Anita. But she would admit that she did not like the lyrics that they had written for the beginning of America because she thought they were very insulting to her home country. She's from Puerto Rico. And... I really liked the new 2021 remake of West Side Story. So much more respectful. Easier to watch when there's actually Puerto Rican people in there representing their culture and not
sure
people covered in grease paint. So I'm going to play the 2021 version, which has more respectful lyrics. Rita Moreno was, of course, in this movie, so it was, you know, with her approval and everything.
Is this her singing?
No, it's Ariana DeBose. I'm not sure how to say it.
Probably DeBose.
Yeah, DeBose. She also won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role as Anita.
Oh, sweet.
And rightfully so. There was a point in the movie where she says, "You forget I'm in America." And me and my mom looked at each other and gasped because she's so dang enchanting. Okay, without further ado.
Doo-doo.
Without further ado, doo.
They charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What do you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
And if you're all white in America.
You stay on your own side.
Free to do anything you choose.
Free to wait tables and change shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I think I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on.
Bye bye.
Everyone there will give big cheers.
Hey.
Everyone there would have moved here.
Thank you.
Dave, I told you earlier I should just make a YouTube channel so I can make 45-minute long videos about whatever I want.
Yeah, I agree.
My first one is going to be about how much I love the 2021 version of West Side Story.
I know, you're just like...
I'm like clutching my heart like, oh, Dave, it's so good.
Yeah, I got that impression. I have several that I'm going to have to watch. You said that one's available on Disney Plus. I'm sure Back to the Future, the first Back to the Future, is available on something.
Something. Was that a Fox movie?
I thought it was a 20th Century Fox. Yeah.
Was it 20th Century Fox? Well, then Disney owns it now.
Yeah.
So it very well might be on Disney Plus too.
You know, I've had a hard time going to Disney Plus. I don't know why. I'm kind of a Netflix guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting so much more for Disney. I don't know.
I'm with you. The plus with Disney Plus is they're never going to go away, right? You know, once Netflix movies cycle out.
Right.
But they're not going to do that on Disney because Disney owns that stuff. But I'm with you. I find that I really don't use Disney Plus that much unless I want to watch a specific Disney
thing.
Then
I don't mind paying for them for that movie. Like, I think, I don't remember, but Pig... I bought that one.
Pig, yeah.
And there's another one that I bought I think it was a Disney Plus movie. I don't remember now which one it was, but it's one of those oddball ones that I just bought to watch because I hadn't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
Actually, it was, I could rent it for $3.99 or buy it
for $4.99.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done that exact thing, and I'm going, well, I might as well buy it.
Yeah, that's the way it was with Pig. And have you seen Pig yet?
No, I haven't. I'm still so hesitant because everyone's like, Lauren, it'll make you cry. My sister saw it.
It will make you cry.
And I visited her last weekend and she said, Lauren, don't watch it. Yeah. So I had like two completely opposite recommendations.
It is. It's a good movie, mm-hmm. but it'll make you cry in a couple of different places.
And
in the middle and at the end.
I know the plot already. I've read the plot online because I'm a big spoil sport.
Yeah.
And I have Lauren senses, Ren senses, and they go off when I know something's going to upset me. And Pig was setting all of them off. So I read the plot online and I went, aw, but that's kind of beautiful too.
Nicolas Cage does such a great job.
Yes.
I think, you know, I loved everything he's been in, I've enjoyed. There hasn't been one thing that I haven't liked, but there's something about this one. Maybe it's because the character he's playing is the character that I wouldn't mind being, you know, like an old hermit with the long hair and, you know, leave me the hell alone. I want to come and sing a song somewhere on stage, but then when I'm done, I want to go and leave me alone.
Yeah. Live outside on the outskirts of Portland, Oregon.
Something.
That's what was so interesting when I read the plot online, too, was how almost metropolitan urban the story is, but it's framed as though you're watching this mountain man in the 1800s. Yeah.
Wow, that was some good vocabulary you just rolled out on me.
Oh, thank you. I've been talking to Millie.
Your teacher side is coming out.
Yes. Like I said, despicable. I called their cursing despicable yesterday.
That is so funny. Your cursing is despicable. Now, I'm going to ask you something. The words that they used, how many times have you used them?
Zero. I can confidently say.
Oh, really?
No, they were saying some bad words. Like,
oh, wow.
Like the N-word.
Oh, no. I can't handle that.
And neither can I. I hated it. Oh, yeah. Every time they did it, I just scolded them.
To me, that's worse than the F-word.
Me too. Exactly. That's why when they say the words that I say in private, I always say, language, censoring yourself is an important life skill, you know, and I'm on it. I'm kind to them. But when they say the slurs, No, that's no tolerance.
Yeah. Well, good for you then.
Thanks. I got the admin in. I reported their behavior, and the admin came in all scary, like, I'm here to watch you guys. And you could see all the joy drain out of their faces.
I will tell you that it's just they're trying to shock you.
Yeah. Or they think it's cool, and they don't know
well,
how
maybe,
much.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's it, too. But
yeah, that's a word I was taught very early. You never say that.
No.
Plus, the only times when I was a kid, I would hear it used was, you know, like in movies when a bad guy was, you know, chasing down somebody and was a racist jerk. That's the only time I'd ever heard it used. So it's just such a nasty word to me. I don't get why they use it.
I had a mother-in-law that used it. I had a good friend when I lived in Texas who was black, and she used it all the time in referring to him. And I'm like, that's not a good word. I used to get sideways with it. She's like, well, that's what I was taught. That's how we grew up. And I said, well, you need to teach yourself differently because that is not a good word.
I am, definitely of the opinion no one should say it.
I agree.
I definitely know it's different for, you know, African-American people, you know, the idea of reclaiming it. I've heard it in movies recently, you know, in the newest Jordan Peele movie, Nope, with the creepy alien.
Yeah, I've almost watched that a couple of times.
Ooh, if you're in the mood, watch it. But there's a brother and sister duo, and they're both black, and she uses that word occasionally to refer to him, but it's always in like a very passing, casual, or positive manner. So like seeing it in that way, I can understand it. I still would prefer no one say it, but at a degree, they have a different, you know, the black population of America has a different relationship with that word than I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm still, let's get rid of nastiness that was in the past. Let's
all try to love one another.
Yeah. Never forget, but forgive.
That's right. Good, solid point.
Thank you.
Never forget, but forgive.
But forgive.
Let it shape you.
Mm-hmm. We need to learn history so that we don't repeat it. Also, we need to accept that we can change and get better.
That's right. What you got next there?
This one's just sort of a nice little palate cleanser. This is my mom's all-time favorite John Williams is one. Michael Giacchino, composer.
A composer.
Hans Zimmer. This is a Cornfield Chase from Interstellar. And I thought it was fun because it doesn't so much build a narrative the way the Back to the Future theme does. It builds sort of like a soundscape and then a mood that comes from that. So I think it shows how movie scores are changing. Cornfield Chase.
What was it called?
It's called Cornfield Chase because that's the point in the movie where a character is chasing another character through a cornfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just felt like I ran through a cornfield.
Good.
So nice to...
Well, I mean, there's other things. There's a lot going on in that scene. Have you ever seen Interstellar?
I have not.
Ooh, really good sci-fi movie.
I'm not a big sci-fi fan. It has to be certain, like... You know, I like Star Trek and...
It's more on the Star Trek side.
Okay, well, then I could probably handle it.
It's definitely more science-based. I wouldn't say everything's accurate, but yeah, Interstellar kind of reminds me of...
And I like the monsters sometimes, you know, it just depends.
No monsters. It reminded me of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay,
more.
That I could probably handle, yeah. It was kind of that airy kind of stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, I could probably handle that all right.
Interstellar's more of a man versus nature kind of story, definitely.
I'm going to tell you, a big tall guy just walked by the door here.
Oh, yeah?
Cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah?
With a leash, walking a chihuahua.
Oh.
The guy had to be my size. Red leash, big guy, stud muffin-looking guy,
yeah,
with his wife, walking a chihuahua.
A little tiny chihuahua.
Yeah, I would have loved to have a picture.
Hey, there's nothing unmanly about loving a good dog.
No, but the leash is an overkill, kind of like your mom had with her dog.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bit of an overkill.
And you know what?
It could work out for the dog, though. It's dragging the
right? My mom will put a leash on them purely for show and then let them go.
All right. Well, listen, we're at the end of the program.
We're at the end of our leash.
I'm so glad we've had this time together. Have you got a profane thought?
I sure do. So this one today, it's going to come to us from a very lovely person known as Patrick Ness. You do not write your life with words. You write it with actions. What you think is not important. It is only important what you do.
Man, that is deep.
Thank you, yeah.
All right, well, listen, it's been great. I enjoyed this one. Maybe we'll do this one again. We'll make it another one.
Oh, I can find a million songs for you.
Perfect. All right. Well, Wren, thank you. Have a good day. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
How much fun was that? Every week, Wren and David will bring you informative fun, maybe a musical guest or two, and you'll always get a load of laughter, answered emails, rants, raves, community thoughts, and so much more. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of their wonderful sponsors. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, new episodes are available every Monday morning at 1 a.m. And they would love to hear from you at degeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com.
This has been a Interwest Concepts, Inc. production. All rights reserved.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.